at it now. Good to have you here. Earth-shattering decisions from the Supreme Court, at least some would take it that way. Others are celebrating. I still think the biggest decision is yet to come. I do. And we'll see how that plays out. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, joining me now. Liz, good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Does that surprise you? I don't think the biggest decision's been handed down yet.
And what is the biggest decision going to be?
West Virginia versus the EPA that would dump the Chevron doctrine, that would go back to the non-delegation doctrine, meaning Congress can't just shovel off all of its authority to the EPA, to OSHA, and all the rest. They actually have to do their job, which would basically upend everything that's happened since the New Deal of the 1930s. And the only reason those things continue is because FDR got stopped from packing the court. I think it could change everything for every American. We'll see.
Well, it would certainly stop Joe Biden in his tracks because he has not been able so far to get Congress on his side to do much of anything. And just like Obama has, as you point out, basically just shoveled every major decision off to the agencies that are supposed to really just be there to carry out the law, not to make the law. And I agree 100% that this actually could be a game changer. And by the way, I mean, I think we've gone so far down the road of belittling expectations about what Congress is actually capable of doing. It's actually kind of a sad commentary on our democracy. I mean, this is where laws are meant to come from, not the Supreme Court, not the agencies, and not the Oval Office. Congress is meant to legislate, and they don't ever legislate anymore. I mean, think about things like immigration law. When was the last time Congress actually got its act together to pass any kind of immigration law that could possibly solve what's happening right now today at the southern border? I mean, that's such a far-fetched idea. I think the last time we got even close to any kind of immigration solution was back under George Bush. I mean, it's really kind of incredible. And in terms of environmental law, and what Biden and Democrats want to do in terms of getting rid of fossil fuels, they're nowhere because guess what? It isn't palatable. It's not reasonable. It's going to be incredibly expensive, not just for the people paying two times what they pay now for electricity, but also taxpayers who subsidize renewables. So I think you're absolutely right, and really an incredibly excellent observation.
Yeah, so, I mean, it changes every... I mean, don't get me wrong. Overturning Roe v. Wade, and here's why I say it's possible, Liz. They didn't need to go to Roe v. Wade. The court opted to do that. They upheld the Mississippi Law 6-3. They could have ended right there and moved on. They didn't. And
that's right.
In the West Virginia versus the EPA, they're only being asked about how far the EPA can go in regulating greenhouse gas emissions. They could stop there. But I don't think they did, because historically speaking, they saved the biggest decisions for last. This would change everything in American life. It would change everything this affects every single person. OSHA, the EPA, the CDC, you know, the people that were trying to tell landlords when they could and could not collect rent during the COVID-19 pandemic. All of these things would be turned on their ear.
What you're really suggesting is Congress might actually not be able to take 3 months vacation or whatever.
Exactly.
It is.
They might actually have to do their job, Liz. Isn't that remarkable?
You know, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I think it's a really interesting point. And, oh, my gosh, do we need clarification on what these agencies can do? Because each Democrat, I think particularly Democrats, come into office thinking this is how they're going to move their agenda forward. And that's wrong. I think everybody knows it's wrong. But it's sort of a stealth approach. Those decisions by OSHA, by the way, the National Labor Relations Board, et cetera,
correct,
really don't garner much headlines. They don't really get much attention from the American people. Yes, they have to send out questionnaires asking about commentary, but most Americans are pretty unaware of that process. So, indeed, it is a stealth approach to legislating, and it's wrong. It is simply wrong.
Well, according to the New York Times, several of the parties to the West Virginia case go beyond the major questions doctrine to argue in favor of what has become known as the non-delegation doctrine. According to this way of thinking, Congress is barred by the Constitution from delegating powers to agencies that can be construed as legislative to the executive branch. Therefore, OSHA, the CDC, EPA, NLRB, the Security and Exchange Commission, the FCC, all of them, all of your alphabet agencies could be told, you can't do that. You can't do any of those things. And you know what? That would be an accurate reading of the United States Constitution.
Well, of course, because none of those agencies existed, nor was anyone imagining they would exist at the time the Constitution was written. And they have proliferated like letters of the alphabet. I mean, you know, I think you make an excellent case, and boy, would that result in some unbelievable free-for-all in terms of the states possibly taking power on things like labor laws and environmental restrictions and so forth. It could be incredibly powerful. And I think on the whole, helpful to Republicans. I don't think Roe v. Wade is helpful to Republicans on the whole. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think so. But what you're talking about, when people actually come face to face with all the tangle of regulations and red tape and so forth, that these agencies proliferate, I think they will decide that that is not good for, heaven knows, small businesses. It's not good for people who want to train to be in various professions or the companies that employ still the majority of Americans. So I think you're onto something, and I think it could be a very big political wind that blows.
Oh, if you thought you saw, you know, their heads explode on Friday.
Yeah.
Watch when they're told. Stay tuned when you watch them get told that the Green New Deal is not going to be enforced by the EPA or 27 other agencies because it's not constitutional. Boy, will that be exciting and fun. Liz, I got to leave it right there. But, yeah, let's watch this one. We'll see what happens. I get the feeling, though, they're holding the big one for last. And Roe v. Wade, everybody thought that was the big one until the EPA case comes down. Thank you for being here.
We shall see.
Thank you so much. Liz Peek. Quick break. I'll be right back.